常識と科学の違い。 Arthur Thompson, The Aim of Science. It seems to us that it would be nearer the truth to say that science is sharply contrasted with common sense. Thus, one of the most marked characteristics of science is its critical quality, which is just what common sense lacks. By common sense is usually meant either the consensus of public opinion of unsystematic everyday thinking, the untrustworthiness of which is notorious, or the verdict of uncritical sensory experience, which has so often proved fallacious. It was common sense that kept the plants circling round the earth. It was common sense that refused to accept Harvey's demonstration of the circulation of the blood. We have already pointed out that science is independent of any particular order of facts. It takes the knowable universe for its subject. It deals with psychical as well as physical processes, with man as much as with nature. It has to do with everything to which its methods can be applied. What makes a study scientific is not, of course, the nature of the things with which it is concerned, but the method by which it deals with these things. A study of a skylark is not necessarily zoological. The subject matter of science includes all clearly defined facts of experience which are communicable and verifiable. There are three points here to be attended to. 1. Before science really begins, a preliminary sifting is often necessary to distinguish supposed facts seen by the untutored eye from clearly defined facts. 2. The facts that science takes to do with are real, and what is real means something which we do not make but find. As Thomas Hobbes of Malmesbury said in his Great Leviathan, 1651, natural history is the history of such facts or effects of nature as have no dependence on man's will. 3. Only one self-denying ordinance has science imposed on itself in regard to its subject matter. The ordinance is that science shall consist only of the communicable and verifiable. However real certain personal experiences may be to us, we are restrained by boundaries of our own erection from calling these experiences scientific territory. They may be, but they are not until it is shown that similar personal experiences will be enjoyed by all who place themselves in the appropriate conditions.